الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة، قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين، فمن افترى على الله الكذب من بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الظالمون، قل صدق الله، فاتبعوا ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Some time back, we discussed the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian. Rather, he was Hanif, one who was upright, one who was true in faith, one who accepted monotheism, belief in the oneness of Allah, and he was a Muslim, a person who submitted and surrendered totally before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was not one from among the polytheists. Then in that verse we understand that Yahudiyya and Nasraniyya, Judaism and Christianity, they do not belong from Hanifiyya. Hanifiyya means they are not upright religions, they are false religions, they are crooked, they are warped, they are contorted. And we understand that Islam is the only religion, the perfect religion, because Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as Quran explicitly states, he was also upon this religion, وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was a Muslim, a person who totally submitted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is exactly what our religion is all about. Here we understand what happened in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that Jews, they made this claim. And they came and said that Judaism, in most, or what we say, principles of the deen, or in the most in the principles of the deen, or in the tenets of the deen, they are actually followers of the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nasara made the same claim. They said that, you know what, with regards to our deen we are following, in the main principles and main tenets of their deen, they are actually followers of the deen and the millah and the creed of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved them wrong here. And we know, as Muslims, it is Islam, our religion, that is upon the same millah, creed and religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, because Allah explicitly mentioned there in that verse that he was a Muslim. So here what happened was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now falsifies their claim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day said, أَنَا عَلَى مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, that it is me who is upon the creed and religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. So the Jews said that, how could that be possible? How could you be upon that millah, the creed of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, whereas you drink camel milk, you eat camel meat, and these things were impermissible or rendered impermissible in the time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. In fact, they said that long before Nabi Ibrahim could come, it was impermissible in the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and then it was impermissible in the time of Nabi Ibrahim, and it was impermissible from that time right up to this day. And then Quran falsified their claim, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, where did you get this from? They said, no, whatever we deem or render impermissible today was actually impermissible from that time. So Quran says, no. You are mistaken, you've got it wrong. All food, kullu ta'am, all food, every kind of food was halal for Bani Israel. In other words, in the time of Nabi Ibrahim, in the time of Nabi Nuh, etc., every food was halal right up to the time of the Israel, the Banu Israel. It was halal. But there was a time when it was, or when it became impermissible, and this was when إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَ إِسْرَائِيلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. Israel is the Hebrew name for Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. When Israel, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, made certain things impermissible upon himself. Why did he make certain things impermissible upon himself? And this of course includes also camel meat and camel milk. This was because طَالَ بِهِ مَرَضٌ شَدِيدٌ Yaqub a.s. was sick for a long time. طَالَ بِهِ مَرَضٌ شَدِيدٌ فَنَذَرَ He made another, he took a vow, and he said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to cure me, then he would make impermissible upon himself his best food and his best drink. And this refers to camel meat and camel drink. So when Yaqub a.s. did this, he did this solely for himself. He did not make it impermissible upon Bani Israel. Camel meat, camel drink, this was halal for them. He made it impermissible upon himself only. But here Banu Israel, they decided to follow Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam in that regard. So the law stayed on, the law continued, and then the Torah also was revealed with the same, that now, because you have emulated Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam in that aspect, in that regard, it stays impermissible for you as well. But before Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's time, all food was halal for Bani Israel. In the time of Ibrahim, it was the same. In the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, it was the same. So from here we understand that they were away from the truth regarding the time of Nabi Ibrahim, and we Muslims, we are in line, we are in conformity to what Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching and his millah was. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that, oh Muhammad, you ask them, bring the Torah, fa'atu bit Torah, bring it, fatluha, and recite, show me, in kuntum sadiqin, if you are truthful in your claim, where does it state that camel meat and camel milk was something impermissible before the time of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. So we Muslims, we are actually in line with the teachings of Nabi Ibrahim. Then Allah says, فَمَنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ Whoever invents a lie against Allah, whoever forges, invents a lie, makes up some lie, fabricates some lie against Allah, after all of this, you know you've recited the Torah, check, and if you come back, and of course you'll come back saying that it doesn't say anything in the Torah that it is impermissible for the, it was impermissible in the time of Nabi Ibrahim. So once you come back, you should realize this, that now you are now inventing a lie against Allah, and whoever does so, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ They should know very well that they are the wrongdoers. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, that tell them, O Muhammad, صَدَقَ اللَّهِ That Allah has spoken the truth in whatever Allah told you. And we know for sure now that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his millah, his creed, his religion was Islam, and camel meat, camel milk was not impermissible in his deen. So, oh you, Banu Israel, what do you do now? فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا Since you know, you say that you are upon that creed of Ibrahim, now follow it. Follow the millah. And what was the millah of Ibrahim? It was the millah, the religion of Islam. Because Allah says he was a Muslim. In other words, you know that right now, there is no religion that is following that millah, the religion of Ibrahim, correctly, other than the religion of Islam brought by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow this religion which is Hanif, upright. In other words, accept Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the messenger and practice now upon what the Quran teaches you. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ Allah is refuting this. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was not from the mushriks. In other words, what are you doing right now? But you practicing upon Yahudiya, you are making wholesale shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nasara will do the same. They will make shirk with Allah. But Islam is belief in monotheism, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the upright religion, that religion which teaches us to surrender and submit totally before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ